By the time UNC and Charlotte kick things off Saturday night, it will have been just 5 days since the Tar Heels' season opener against TCU. Often, such a short layoff is enough to cause coaches to worry about physical attrition, recovery, and proper prep time. But Carolina is simply ready to get on the football field again. And why wouldn't they? What team wouldn't want a chance to put some positive tape out there after Monday's demolition at the hands of the Horned Frogs? During a media availability Wednesday at the Keenan Football Center, coaches and players were more than willing to discuss scouting the 49ers, instead of going over the numerous errors from Monday night's loss. Head coach Bill Belichick, himself no stranger to short weeks during his days with the New England Patriots in the NFL, said the Tar Heels have already put the disappointing opening night behind them.
We're all going to be anxious to play again, better than sitting around 2 weeks, you know, feeling like we felt after that game. You got to move on anyway, right? And we moved on. We moved on yesterday, so here we are. It's Charlotte, but we have to recognize what things need to change in order for the results to change. But yeah, I think everybody will be excited to play Saturday. I don't think anybody wants to wait an extra week to get back on the field.
Those chomping at the bit include young linebacker Kamori House, the former Washington Husky who Belichick brought to Chapel Hill through the transfer portal. House started on a defense which was sliced and diced for nearly the entire night by TCU's offense. But he remained confident the Tar Heels have better days ahead.
The attitude around here has been just eager to get back on that field and correct everything, to be honest. There's obviously things to work on, obviously. But if we pick up from the good things and correct the things we got to work on, we could be a really good team, you know what I'm saying? So we're just trying to, just stack days. Like I said earlier, we got to just keep stacking our days. We're going to get better, for sure. That's no question. That's no brainer.
It's something of a lucky break that the quarterback UNC will face after their short break will be a familiar face. The Tar Heels, well, some of them at least, know plenty about Connor Harrell, who spent his first 3 seasons in Chapel Hill before transferring to Charlotte during the offseason. Harrell's brief time as Carolina's QB1 can best be described as up and down. Ironically, should Harrell put together a strong performance Saturday and lead the 49ers to an upset win, it may be the former Tar Heel who sounds an early death knell for his one-time teammates and their new-look program. In a strange twist, UNC's training camp quarterback competition from the 2024 season may play out again in Charlotte, as Max Johnson could be tabbed as the Tar Heels' starting quarterback after Gio Lopez struggled mightily against TCU Monday. Johnson won the starting role over Harrell to begin last season, but lasted barely a half of football before suffering a gruesome leg injury. Harrell took over from there, but was himself benched soon after in favor of Jacoby Criswell, who has since also transferred. Though Johnson's competitive drive has never been in doubt, the veteran seemed at peace with his place within UNC's program, whether he starts Saturday or not.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in, you know, multiple quarterback battles in, you know, my career in college, and it's crazy. There's ups and downs, and, you know, you win some and then you lose some, and you just kind of find a way to, you know, maximize your spot and where you are. You know, whether you're starting, you're preparing to play, whether you're the backup, you're preparing to play, it doesn't matter.
Johnson was objectively the better quarterback against TCU Monday, though it can be argued the Horned Frogs had called off the dogs by the time Johnson was in the game. There's also the steep price UNC paid for Lopez in the transfer portal to consider. Can Carolina really give up on their pricey acquisition after one bad game? Those questions and more hang over the program as it journeys down Interstate 85 this weekend. Belichick and company may be eager to get back on the gridiron now, but if the worst-case scenario does indeed play out Saturday, the remaining 10 games will be less of an opportunity and more of an obligation. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.